until I do believe. And that's kind of where you lose the harmony a little bit. Okay, so if you go to O Deep in My Heart and just listen to it.
Thank you.
Because those are really great arrangements, and so they lend themselves to better singing. That's just a true statement. Okay, this is a great piece, right? There's nothing wrong with anything in this song. Okay, every note is perfectly placed. Okay, you have to sing it the same way you sing some of our newer and harder pieces, if you will. Does that make sense? And some of you kind of get into muscle memory of how you've sung it in the past, and I just challenge you to go for a totally different close with it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do it again. Here we go. So it's not, we shall over. Okay, it's, we shall over. Okay, here we go.
Can you get the notes from deep in my and in heart?
And run out of breath. So you need to stagger. Okay? Mm-hmm. There. So it stays nice and beautiful. Yeah. The altos have to change a pitch.
Right.
The altos have to change a pitch. And so do the tenors. And you're like almost running out of breath before they ever even get to their change of pitch. So you have to stagger it. Okay? And you still did not sing. I, some of you say, I, you sing a G. So you're singing a G there. Yeah, it's in the chorus. There's no G in that chord. You're making it harder than it is. Okay? Don't do that. Oh, deep in my heart. Ready? And one, two. Some of our go-tos, okay? Let's look at Bread and Roses and see if we can make that happen.